This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 32 of Power Podcast UK. How is everything, Jenny?
It's good, thank you. I am in a completely different space today and I feel very short because I'm sat on some cushions on the floor and all I can see in my little screen to you is my head like poking over, like what's those things called? When you have the graffiti and it's like a nose poking out, like a Norbert. Is that right?
I don't know what he's called.
It's called an
He has Norbert. Got a name though.
I feel like him.
He always came with a slogan of, what? No bananas? Like from the war or something.
Yeah, I'm very old from the war. So I'm feeling a bit low.
So why are you on cushions, Jenny?
Well, my house, Mark, is currently the world's biggest building site and it's been like that for the longest time. So I've run away to my mum's, but there's only a noisy dog and no noisy builders.
Oh, so when's the light at the end of the tunnel? You.
God knows. I mean, every time you speak to them, it's always 8 weeks time. So eight weeks.
Jesus,
it's always 8 weeks.
Crazy.
Who knows?
Crikey. Well, you're doing well. Keep going.
Thank you. I'm pushing through. I think the best way to have a house redone is to not be in it. So I'm going to try and get away as much as I can.
Yeah.
That's something you can do. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. I'm busy with all manner of different things going on. But that's not a bad thing. All good. In the hood. I've got a very busy week of visitors. This week we had visitors at the weekend, we had visitors midweek this week, we've got visitors arriving tonight for the weekend. Busy.
So busy. Did we talk about last time? I've just finished the Philippa Perry book.
Mm-hmm.
The book you wish your parents read and your children will be glad you did.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think we talked about that on the podcast, but I think we talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, so I've just finished reading that. So this weekend, I'm doing what she says is like almost like going back to ground zero and clearing the air. So I'm letting Hector do whatever he wants for the weekend.
Oh.
So we're having, he's planned it out. It's a day of fun, mainly gaming at McDonald's. But we might go to see
Queen's at McDonald's?
Corgi. No, gaming and then McDonald's.
Oh, I thought, well, I'd
You can play
this
games at McDonald's though. Have you seen the iPads?
No. Well, yeah. I have seen an iPad, but not in the context
iPads
of McDonald's.
McDonald's. Yeah, like a big... You eat too well. If there's a big, like, high table, and then you can charge your phone and you can play on the iPads in most, all the new McDonald's.
Ew. I hope they get sanitised every day.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
So all those grubby, snotty
all
fingers all over
snotty
it.
Snotty kids.
Yeah. No, I think we talked about it, because it wasn't she on Fern Cotton's podcast?
She was,
and
she
did really weird impressions of kids.
Yeah. Do you got a little baby voice?
Yeah, so I don't think they actually talk like that, but that's fine. A little bit patronising for any kid that might be listening to this now, but whatever. Whatever, Trevor.
So, I listened to that podcast and then felt so bad about myself. I'm such a terrible parent.
No, that's what
they're... I must read the book.
That's what they're designed to do, so they can sell books.
That is true, isn't it?
They never say, hey, you're doing an amazing, amazing, amazing job. Get this if you want a little bit more advice. It's driven to make you feel bad about what you're doing because it's demonstrating the good and all you're doing is thinking of things that you're not doing that they're telling you to do.
Do you think that maybe we should change our book so it makes people feel bad about themselves? So that it gets really successful.
I feel bad about myself with the book, just looking at it, thinking, why haven't we finished it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know what we need, Mark?
What?
We need some inspiration.
we need some
motivation.
That was a very nice segue into today's topic. So we are going to be throwing some ideas around today based on what to do when you need some emergency inspiration. In a little bit way of... you've got writer's block, but we're talking more about snapping it in, getting it in the bud, whilst you're in that moment and you think, oh God, I don't know what to do now. What do I do now? I can't think of anything. And then just before you drive yourself to distraction with anxiety and guilt and hopelessness, feeling that you can't do it, what is your quick go-to point of inspiration? What do you have around you? What tools can you grab quickly that will help you along your way that you know will feed your inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a couple of ideas that we've been working on, and let's have a little chat about them.
Let's.
So should I start us off?
You should start, Mark.
I'm going to start. So straight away, I've become quite conscious of musicians that I listen to, and I just love their work, and I find myself listening to them whenever I am doing something creative. So if I'm, this really stems back from me consciously realizing this a couple of years ago in 2008 or something, when I had that art show in America. I would be, whilst I was creating my paintings, I'd be doing one of two things. I'd either be watching Bravo TV, which is a channel in America, which is just reality TV. And I'd just be watching back-to-back episodes of Project Runway. Because that's how good Bravo TV was. They put a whole series on in a day. It'd start off in the morning.
I think that's quite... So I was going to say, really telly, but that's a very creative show, isn't it? That's quite nice.
So it was Project Runway, and then sometimes it was Tabitha's Salon Takeover, which was a baddie called Tabitha from another TV show. I can't watch it was on. And basically, she would go into a salon that was doing really badly, and she'd tell them they're all crap and teach show them how to make it better, like from a business perspective as well as a like talent perspective. And a lot of them looked like a lot of the salons that we had in the area, which was quite funny, just the streets and how it looked. So I imagined that she was down the road doing this. Anyway, that was a bit of a segue. And so I would always watch Project Runway, or I would be listening to Imogen Heap. I don't quite know why it was Imogen Heap, but it just was from her days of Frou Frou. I just really liked her music. And she also at that time released a series of vlogs, so video blogs, which is really kind of pioneering at the time, because this was way before YouTubers were anywhere near what they are now. This is like just daily or weekly video blogs about what she's up to. And she'd always be talking about how she is creating sounds for her new songs using noises from her house. And so she'd be in the bathroom with like a pair of drumsticks or a ruler, just like tapping the taps and making some rhythms. Or she'd be recording the sound she makes as she runs around her house with a wheelbarrow. So all those sort of things. And she'd incorporate those into the music. So I just found it really inspiring and really interesting. And so I just found myself listening to her or watching Project Runway. So now I've noticed if I feel myself feeling frustrated or on a verge of like, oh, I can't quite do this, I put Imogen Heap on straight away. And
that's just like a little trigger for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's something I've trained myself to do. It just kind of triggers, it kind of centres me and gets me gets me focused. Or I'll put on a TV show like Project Runway, not like in the studio where I'm working, I'd put it on. But obviously it's not super ideal, is it, having a TV show on if you're trying to do some writing?
Well,
as I pull a face of concerned, that doesn't make sense, does it?
To get me focused, I use podcasts quite a lot, because I think it's hard if you're in a quiet room to get yourself focused. So sometimes when I'm writing, I put on a podcast, and I might turn it off after 5 minutes because I'm in it now and I need to read and concentrate. But it's that initial, like you said, it's like a trigger. So you've got it, it centers you on what you're doing, and then you don't need it anymore.
So do you work whilst the podcast is on?
Depends what I'm doing. In work, then sometimes you can have the podcast on, and sometimes the podcast can be running and it can finish and I won't have listened to it at all. I won't take anything on, but I need the background noise to help me.
It's really interesting, isn't it? If you're in a room where you're about to do whatever it is you're doing and you realise something in the room isn't quite right, whether or not it's the light or the temperature or the general ambience of the sound, you can quickly fix it, or at least fix one of those things by just putting some music on or podcast in your case.
Like music is so emotional and you can really get into it. I mean, if you were writing something sad or happy or something and you didn't really feel in the mood, then a music's a great way to to pump you in the right direction.
Pump you.
Pump you. That wasn't quite right, but you know what I mean, pump you. I'm listening to a lot of Lizzo at the moment, and I think if you listen to Lizzo before you go out the door in the morning, nothing bad will happen to you.
I love Lizzo. I was re-watching her set on Glastonbury yesterday.
Yeah.
I think
she's amazing.
I think she's a very important force in the world today. But it's really, there's an irony that she's very obviously about self-empowerment, particularly mm-hmm. What's the expression? What do you call it? Body confidence.
Yeah.
That's pretty much her thing. She talked about that a lot at Glastonbury. And she is rumoured, it's probably unlikely, but she's rumoured to be playing Ursula in the new live action of Little Mermaid.
I don't think she will, but yeah.
Well, this is it. Like, if she was to play a character like Ursula, it would kind of, don't you think it might contradict what she said with her branding? Because Ursula is all about...
Ursula is the ugliness, the evilness.
Well, it's not so much that, but she's the one that's... So the main thing with Ursula is she's taking something from someone else to make herself better. Yeah. And as a character, she's silencing another female character.
Also, I think I would see Ursula's being a lot older.
Yeah.
Than Lizzo.
She's older.
Bitter, middle-aged.
But how can she have a brand that's all about empowering other people and she's playing a character that takes away the voice of another person? So it's kind
if
of
you're
like...
an actress, you play a role, don't you? It doesn't mean...
Yeah, I know, but that's contradicting everything that she's about. So that she'd get really problematic interviews, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd wonder if it's off-brand.
The villains can't be portrayed because the whole point is overcoming the obstacle, isn't it?
Yeah, but Ursula is just not fair enough person, is she?
No, but then neither is Cruella de Vil, but you know.
Yeah, but Glenn Close doesn't stand for body positivity and empowering women. She's just an actor. That's her job.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark.
I don't know. I think it would be problematic. Or if she did
problematic.
Yeah. It'd be like me supporting equal rights, equality, gay rights, all things like that, and then me as an actor playing like Hitler.
I disagree. Unless you were going to portray Hitler in a really positive light, then it's fine. Because if you're an actor, then you're telling a story. And as long as the overall outcome of the story is what you want it to be, it doesn't matter if you're playing the bad character, because it's all part of the storytelling. You can't have no one being Ursula and no one overcoming it because of the implications about what it means for their actual persona, their actual self. Because you're playing a role, that's what acting is.
But then why do people get upset when non-trans people play trans characters in films and TV? And why do people get upset when straight people play gay people? That's surely the same thing.
I think that's all about representation. I think they're saying there's enough trans actors and gay actors to play the parts where they could bring a lot more of their experiences and knowledge into it. But also, Little Mermaid is a fairy tale.
No, it's
none of
not.
It's real, so it doesn't matter.
It's real life, Jennifer. Mermaids are real. I don't know. I think it might be problematic.
But wouldn't it be great for representation if Lizzo, a black actress, plays Ursula, and then you've got Ariel, who's being played by the other actress whose name I cannot remember.
Halle Bailey,
not Halle Berry. Yes.
Halle Bailey. Yeah, no, it would be good. It would be very good on that level. But there must be someone else that could play, I think. I wonder. I don't know. I think it's 2019 is kind of... Although this wouldn't be out this year, would it? Maybe Lizzo's got time for an album to come out that says, it's all right, everyone, it's just acting. But anyway, that was a bit of a diversion, but I love Lizzo. I think she's brilliant.
She's amazing.
Her new album just works when you listen to it. It's just such a... From start to finish, it's just a real joy.
I've got to be careful when I listen to it, though.
Why?
There's a lot of bitches.
Yeah, that's true. There is a lot.
There's a lot of bitches.
You don't like those, do you?
I love it.
Does your dog get too excited?
You know what, though? The first time ever, I went to the park and I saw a girl, a lady, and we talked about the dogs. And she went to Boo. She went, "Is that a bitch or a dog?" It's the first time everyone's ever said that to me.
I think you'll find it's a dog, number one. I'm
pretty sure it's a girl dog.
And number two, don't be so rude.
Your dog. It's a wanker. Bye.
Yeah. Your dogs are not a bastard. Oh, thanks. Cheers. Bye. Okay, thanks. Bye. Oh, dear.
Anyway, so what else do we use for inspiration, Mark?
So, I am going to share those after the break. We need to nip for a commercial break. So we're going to hear some words from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
It's us, Mark. It's us saying the words for our sponsors.
Same thing.
It's not.
It is. Okay. It's us saying,
we're going to hear from us a while ago, or maybe right now, or maybe we're not even, maybe we keep talking and you don't even know about it. It's still us, but in a different time and place, doing something else.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's not quite a word from our sponsors, but it's a word from us on behalf of our sponsors. Yeah. Have a listen.
I want to talk about Bad Fish Studio. Jenny, have you ever been in a situation where you need to get some t-shirts or some hoodies printed?
But just like unique ones that just come from my head and I've got an idea and I can't find it anywhere else.
Like your own bespoke all the time. Design. Well, Bad Fish Studio can do that for you. Maybe you're organising a hen night. Maybe you're organising a stag night or a special birthday celebration and you want everyone to be wearing the same t-shirts or the same hoodies. You can get them designed online with Bad Fish Studio. They do everything from t-shirts to hoodies and a lot more as well.
Ooh, and I guess they're only to order from £15.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. So it's a bargain.
And they could do really cool stuff. They've got loads of specialist vinyl and various methods, and they can make like the best, most perfect thing that you really, really want to make your garment come alive.
Yep, and they can work with you on your design as well. So you're not alone. They will be able to help you with all their expertise of all the design that they've done before. And what's even better, what's more than that, is if you go to badfishmerch.com, find a t-shirt you want. Maybe you like one they already have in their shops. If you use offer code POW, that's POW, you can save 10%.
Yay! That's great.
So where are they? Where is Bad Fish Merch?
Well, you can find them on Facebook, Mark, at Mark, March, Merch. You can find them on Facebook, Mark, at Bad Fish Merch. Instagram is Bad Fish Studio. Or you can just go to badfishmerch.com and check it out. They've got loads of really cool stuff. They can do full colour images or bold coloured vinyl, including metallic, leather and carbon fibre look vinyl. Glow in the dark, reflective. And what else, Mark?
Well, they even do rainbow or glitter for all you snazzy unicorns out there.
I'm a snazzy unicorn. That sounds great.
I love a snazzy unicorn. Just go straight to badfishmerch.com, use offer code POW to save 10% and get designing.
Ah, we're back.
So,
hello, Mark.
Hello. So what else do we
do? I really enjoyed those words from our sponsors.
I do. Our sponsors sound very, very familiar.
Oh, I love their voices. Anyway, we're talking about inspiration, getting motivation, overcoming that mental block.
But as a quick fix, as a quick thing. So we're talking about, we're in the moment, what can you quickly do to change things around a little bit?
I always think that, I mean, the one thing I always go to is just writing. You know, we used to do those, you know, write for a minute, just let it flow. I always think that.
Free writing.
We always come back to it. But I do think it's one of the most useful ways to start a new project, or if you're feeling stuck on something and you just need a little break, it takes you out of it and gives you a little bit of a push and inspires you for the next stage of whatever else you're properly writing.
Yeah, I remember when I used to do life drawing in London, there was always people that would be in the studio just scribbling on paper, like warming up their arms, warming up their wrists and their hands.
Oh, that's good.
And the whatever material, whatever medium they were using, whether or not it was ink or pencil or whatever, just to kind of warm up and practice. And so they're doing that writing technique is sort of a similar thing where you just write, just write. Whatever's in your mind, just write, get it all done.
I think there's also probably a case for doing like a little word puzzle or a crossword or something. The same sort of thing. Gets you kind of your pistons pumping.
Oh, I love a piston pumping.
Your brain reset, flowing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It'd be good. Yes. That'd be good.
I might try that next time and I'll let you know how I get on.
Do, Jenny. I'll be waiting on tender hooks.
You should.
I'm gonna. Something else I've been thinking about as well is making sure that you have eaten.
That's really good.
I think it's quite easy to get completely distracted and kid yourself, think, oh, actually, I'm really hungry. I'm going to go and have a look in the fridge. So kind of plan a little bit if you can, although it's not always easy because sometimes you just want to get on with something. But then if you want to get on with something, you're quite motivated to do it. So it's unlikely you'd be in a block. But anyway, consider the nutrition that you're giving yourself that day and try and fill up as much as you can so that you can crack on without being distracted by hunger.
Very good. Because, yeah, hunger's one of those things where you don't, sometimes takes you a while to realise that's what's wrong.
Yeah, and I think some people as well kind of just habitually eat. Like they'll go to the fridge whilst they're thinking of something, or they're bored, or they're feeling very heightened emotionally, whether or not happy or sad. So I think that can be problematic as well sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the problem with food in a lot of cases. Unrelated to writing inspiration, isn't it?
Yep. Bloody food. Yeah. Source of all evil.
But so tasty.
So tasty.
I've got some really nice bruschettas that I'm eating at the moment. They're so garlicky, but I really love them.
Oh, nosh them down.
I would eat them right now, but they're very crunchy. It would be a good sound experience for anyone listening.
It would be a whole another podcast. What's that thing where people make eaty noises into microphones and people really, really like it? It's got a word.
Oh, what's that?
It's called,
that's horrible.
It's like it's not like ESPN, but it's not ESPN. There's whole YouTube channels on it. You can search it, people on a microphone like eating a gherkin or something.
Oh God.
People love it.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Well,
is it like a fetishy thing?
Yeah. Don't judge, Jenny. There might be someone that's longing for you to eat that bruschetta. You never know.
You don't want to eat my bruschetta.
This is not the podcast for them if they're waiting for Jenny to eat bruschetta, because
I will not be eating the bruschetta.
You're messing up the sound levels. Don't stop eating.
Mark, I went to a proper recording place, a proper recording studio.
Oh, Jenny, you completely took the words out of my mouth. Jenny, I was just about to say.
Were you?
Guess what I've been listening to? Oh. I've been listening to Jennifer live, well, not live, on the radio. And you
did you listen to me?
You did a very nice weather forecast.
Thank you. My son was so impressed with how professional I sounded. I think that's the best fit for him.
It was really good. I really liked it.
My telephone voice.
So Jenny was a guest on Kennet Radio FM. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Kennet Radio. It's at 106.7 FM, but only if you're in Newbury and Thatcham.
Serving Thatcham and Newbury. It was a good show. It was a good radio station.
It's very good. With that lovely host DJ Luke Smith.
The traffic and travel was very focused on the trains.
It was a big thing because when you're there and he's got all the screens, we can see all the trains, and then the train was really red, it was really flashing, and I was like, that's quite a bad train. But then we had a big discussion about how if you're late for the train, it's fine, don't worry, slow down, enjoy your life, get on the next one. That's kind of tempting, that's what they need to know.
I've never heard such a detailed traffic report.
Well, this is what people really want to know. Yeah, I got because someone messaged me when I was on, and I was really pleased because they were listening. They're like, oh, sounds great. And they were like, could you let them know that the Robin Hood roundabout's really snarled up at the moment? That's all people care about, Mark.
It is.
It's local.
Bloody Robin Hood roundabout.
It was lovely because I got to choose my own songs, which is a bit scary. I did enjoy it.
It's very good. And you even played a bit of McCalmont and Butler, which I was very happy about.
Well, if you're choosing your favourite songs, then why is McCalmont and Butler, you know, it should always be in there?
It is. I know it's in my top 10. 100%. You didn't play any Alanis Morissette there, Jenny.
Well, you know I hate her, and it's only you that likes her, so that's fine.
I was very, very disappointed.
But yeah, we could put the link on our show notes if anyone does want to listen to me.
Sure, let's do it.
Radio. It was good. Apart from that, I do no preparation at all.
There's a very weird moment when it all went a bit kind of German music, honky-tonky, blink, like...
Yeah, he was playing the beer music.
It was a very strange angle that.
I think he was showing me all the different beds that he had because I was really interested.
The different beds.
Yeah, you know when you talk underneath music.
Oh.
That's a bed.
Ooh.
I know things.
Well, that was a very random bed.
I got microphone envy. Same as I went around Chris from Nothing But Static Podcast house and looked at his microphone. Microphone envy is a real thing.
Yeah, he... Yes. Oh, your microphone getting very upset at you.
Yeah, it just beeped.
Telling everyone how bad it is. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I did enjoy it, Jenny, and very well done. You sounded
thank you.
Super pro. Super professionalis.
Well, I've had lots of practice doing this podcast. I do a podcast. Have you heard of it?
No, what's that?
It's about two people who are writing, but they're not really writing because they keep getting stuck.
Sounds rubbish.
Life's getting in the way. Do you think?
Sounds
junk. I think
junk.
It's got potential. Could run maybe, what, 31, 32 episodes?
Oh, we'll see. I'll give it two.
Two.
Let's see. So what else? What else? Let's...
I think if I'm struggling to motivate myself, I always turn to lists, priorities, and just get this done by then. You know, when you're deadlining yourself out, I think that's really important.
Deadlining yourself out. Let's
that's a phrase.
What does that mean?
You know when you a task is so big and you have to break it down and then you have deadlines and then you're deadlining yourself out, right? I've invented something now, I'm very proud of it.
I deadline myself out all the time.
Or it could be a negative way. Oh god, I've deadlined myself out today, you know?
So what you're saying, when you think things might be getting a bit too much and so your workload is stopping you working?
Well, no, even if it's a writer's block thing, if you are overwhelmed with the amount of stuff you've got to do or you're not sure how to tackle things, then you break it down, don't you? Put it into a list, you section it out, you give yourself a little deadline for each bit. Well, I could just do 50 words on this and 20 words on that. And then you'll get going, your juices will flow.
And your pistons will pump.
And your pistons will pump and your brain will tump and then you deadlined yourself out of that situation. Right?
Yeah, I like it. If the deadline was a character, what would it look like?
It's quite big and I would say it's black, but not racially, as in like it's literally black. And it's kind of blocky. It's like a button on a keyboard. It's like it's big and black and blocky. It's like the return key in a keyboard with arms and legs and a little face. And you know the arrow that goes under it?
Yeah.
That's the smile. And that's what it looks like.
So he's a smiley character.
Well, it's more like one of those wry smiles when they're about to punch your lights out. It's like a bouncer, but also a keyboard button.
How many eyes does it have?
Oh, only two. Let's not go crazy, Mark. Let's be realistic here. Come on.
Oh, that deadline monster. Is he a monster or is he a person that just looks a bit ugly?
Is that an anthropomorphic keyboard button, Mark?
He's a big button.
A button made human, ooh, but not quite human. Is he? But with human qualities.
Okay.
He's quite tough, but you know he's got a heart of gold inside. He's tough because he loves you. And, you know, that's just how he shows it. He makes you do the things because it's good for you.
So he's actually a good guy or good girl?
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. Well, no, this is a guy because my unconscious bias made him a man.
Oh, okay. He's not like an Ursula.
No, but we could make a female one to go with him.
Okay. What the female?
She's the shift button. She's exactly the same, but she's got high heels and lipstick on.
Oh, Jenny. I don't think she's wearing lipstick. I think she has just got messy hair.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know, we kind of just created the twits.
In a way, if the twits were keyboard buttons that really cared about your motivation.
Are they smooth or hairy?
They have some hair. They're not completely hairy. You think about how are you gonna sketch them out and then they can be the image for this show?
Yeah. No, I just got this big vision of the twits in my head, that's all. And I'm trying to turn them into keyboard buttons.
But they're not, I don't think they're quite like the twits though. Because they're very square and I never imagined the twits being square.
Okay. Well, although this conversation is illuminating.
I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it? For all the wrong reasons.
So how do we get onto that? Talking about deadlines and
I imagine a little tiny button man walking along my keyboard, shaking his fist at me.
A deadline.
And looking like tough and hard.
There's a deadline coming. And it's me.
Yeah.
The shift button will come along and go, come on.
Me and my wife, Regina.
Hello, I'm the shift button and the deadline's on its way. Hurry up. That's
exactly what it is.
Mm, I like it.
I've got nothing more to add to this conversation. I think we've solved everything.
Oh, but it can be hard, though, can't it? It's finding that quick fix so you don't get stuck in a rut.
Yes, exactly.
And sometimes a quick fix can be just anything from fixing the environment, recognising some triggers that you have that will spur you on, but also maybe a little bit of self-awareness, right? To understand if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, and get all that sorted so you're not having your mind on food and shizzle mcnizzle like that.
It's almost like a mindfulness exercise, isn't it? Check in on yourself, make sure that everything you need is right there with you, and then you can be ready to tackle.
Why is it though?
Why? Writer's block or inspiration things or that stuff.
Why is it though, when I've got a lot to do, I've got a lot of deadlines, I've got a lot of things I need to get done by a certain amount of time, I go to do it and I think, oh, actually, really must do that washing up.
Oh, yeah. That's your delaying technique, isn't it?
Why does that
happen?
That's
the fear, though. Isn't it the fear?
What fear?
Well, isn't that what procrastination is? Just generally, you're scared of not fulfilling it to your standards. You're scared of what will happen if you do it. So you put everything off as a way of not avoidance. You're avoiding, you're scared. That's what I do all the time.
Well, dear.
You need to feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, certainly do.
Saying me, who is rubbish at it.
I'll
spend like half an hour on BuzzFeed before I start doing anything just because I should really do that.
Have you got deadlines?
There's quizzes that need to be done.
Have you got deadlines coming up for anything?
I've got loads, but it's the end of term soon, so I'm trying to get all my work done in a week and a half. As well as, you know, all the school things and picnics and getting haircuts and stuff. It's all very important stuff going on in my life.
Yeah. A lot on one's plate.
Yeah. I think then you haven't got time for the good writing, like our writing and all the stuff you do for you. Because you're busy. Must have a lot of deadlines at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, I've got all sorts of different pieces that have got to get sorted, and shows coming up, and meetings with different people about different things.
Do you find that, is it the practical stuff? Because it's the practical, I'm so sorry that I keep buzzing, the practical parts, the practical deadlines suck your kind of imagination. You haven't got time for the creative side. Do you think that, or do you think that helps you?
I don't know. I just think I need to work smarter. I think in the last 6 months, I've come to identify the things that take me a long time, and I'm identifying ways that I can get them done quicker.
Ooh.
And do things in different ways to help me get going. For example, with my printmaking, my lino cut takes me a long time, whereas my screen print doesn't take me as long. However, there's nothing to say that one is better or more important than the other. And so when I'm thinking about projects that are coming up, now I'm thinking, right, well, I will do that in screen print because that will be quicker, rather than, it has to be this type of lino print because that matches the series. It's just kind of working smarter.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. As he says, with a massive pile of lino on my workbench that I need to get off. Just kind of things like that, and just ways of making it all work.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then the quicker I can get all that done, the more time I can devote to other projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
creativey ones.
Yeah, so it's all ultimately kind of swings and roundabouts, isn't it? Like, you need to fix that to help this bit over there, then once that's done, you can do that, and
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I really need some shelves. Well,
it's a real thing.
So what have we learned today, Jenny?
We've learned that if you are struggling, there's lots of different techniques that you could do to help you. You can listen to music. You can do some free writing. You can look at yourself and your well-being and focus on that. Or you can make up ridiculous characters to procrastinate even further.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Lovely. So, I think that rounds up the episode nicely. Just a nice little quick one. Ready for our next episode that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Yay! Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. And as always, you can find us across all social media platforms at Powered Podcast UK.
Yes. Do that and email us and stuff. We like that.
Yeah. Keep in touch and reach out. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Bye.
Find all our show notes and links on our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk, or you can email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at powerpodcastuk. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast.